This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In this week's parasha, parasha's Vayigash, the brothers reunite. Here, after so many years of pirud, after so many years where they were separated, here they come together. In the haftarah of this week's parsha, the haftarah speaks about the unification of Klal Yisrael. It's a nevuah. It's a prophecy. A prophecy to Yechezkel. Vayi dvar Hashem elai lemer. Rabbi Yishlam speaks to me. V'ata ben Adam. Interesting. Ben Adam. He's called Ben Adam. Kach l'cho eitz echod. Take one stick, or wooden stick. Uksayv alav liYehuda. Write on it, Yehuda. Ulebnei Yisrael chaveirav. And then take a second stick. Ulekach eitz echod, another stick. Uksayv alav liYosef. Eitz Ephraim v'chol beis Yisrael chaveirav. Ukrav oisam echod elechod. Take the two sticks and put them together. Lecha le'etz echod. V'hoyu la'achodim biyadecha. And they should be reunified together as one in your hand. The Mefarshim explain that this is a prophecy of the future Geula. We all search Mashiach. We all look forward for the day that will be Zeicha to see Mashiach come in our time. And Klal Yisrael will be Nigal. Unfortunately, we have so many tragedies that we hear. A family. The family goes to sleep the night of Hanukkah. And from a menorah, such a tragedy. The house catches fire and so many members of the family perish. Tremendous tragedy. Who doesn't long for Mashiach? Who doesn't long for the days that all this will end? The Torah tells us in Yechezkel, when this is going to end. It's going to end when V'hoyu la'achodim biyadecha, when Klal Yisrael unites, when the Pirud Ha'achim ends, that's when the Geula, Mashiach, will come. Malchus Beis David, with Malchus Beis Yosef, the two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, the unification of Klal Yisrael. And that's the haftarah of this week's parasha, because this is the beginning of unification. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda now gets close to Yosef, which results in Yosef telling him that he's Yosef, and the brothers unite. If you look at the pasuk Vayigash Elov Yehuda, the Rechaim HaKadosh is medayik. He questions the extra word Elov. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. It should say Vayigash Yehuda Vayomer. Yehuda came close. Why does that say he came close to him? The pasuk, we know, it's the situation was that Yehuda was talking to Yosef, so it should just say, Vayigash Yehuda Vayomer. So Rechaim has a few different pshatim, and one of them he says is Ubederech Drash Yisboyer Oimrei. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, why does it say Elov? Al das amrei, based on a pasuk, kimayim haponim liponim kein lev ha'adam la'adam. A person, the way he treats others, the way he feels about others, that's how in return they'll feel for him. Ayigash Elav Yehuda. Elav took a step closer to Yosef. And that step closer to Yosef brought about a return, a step closer from Yosef to Yehuda. Says the Yerachayim, Nischachem Yehuda lahatis lev Yosef alav lerachamim. Yehuda figured out a way on how to get closer somewhat to Yosef, and thus, in return, Yosef moves closer to Yehuda. That's Vayigash Elav. You know, in life, we have adversaries, and we have machloikasim. Is there anyone who could come and say that he doesn't have people who are against him, or he's in a fight with, or he has issues with? And I'm not telling you that just because I'm giving this shir means I'm perfect in this. I, as everyone else, has the same nisyonis. This might be the most difficult thing in life. This might be the most hardest in Yadus, is how to deal with adversary, with people who have done you wrong. It's very difficult. We live our lives caught up in animosity, in anger, in grudges. And the fight continues on and on and on because we don't know how to unravel it. We don't know how to deal with it. And each stays in its position. Each party stays in their position. And because of that, Geula is not here. And as long as Geula is not here, the Gullus and its nisyonis and its tragedies continue. The nevuah is v'hayu lachadim biyadecha. When Klal Yisrael unites, that's when the gula will come. V'hayu Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. The ultimate day, v'hayu Hashem echad. How could you have Hashem echad? It's atu echad v'shimcha echad. U'mikam chi Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Klal Yisrael, kutcha b'richu v'ayraisa is all one. Splintering Klal Yisrael means splintering Shem Hashem. That's what it means. Ato echod, v'shimcha echod. But it needs umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echod ba'aretz. And if Klal Yisrael is splintered, Shem Hashem, and the ultimate geula will be v'haya Hashem echod u'shmoy. Ushmay echad, and that needs what, Rabbi Sai? Umi kamcha Yisrael goy echad. That's v'hoyu lachadim biyadcha. Problem is, how do we do this? It's so difficult. Over the years, people have asked me this question: how do I let go? How do I forgive? How do I love? There's a mitzvah of after someone who did me wrong. My Rebbe Rav Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once said something so profound. He said, people keep grudges. I give them a mashal. I tell them a parable that should help you to let it all go and to try to work on fixing it. Mashal Amoadav Adoyma, a person's running the marathon. They run it over the Verrazano Bridge, the marathon. So there's a guy who's running the marathon and his friend turns to him and says to him, I hear you're going to Staten Island today. You're running the marathon, huh? You're passing Staten Island. I have a grandmother in Staten Island who asked me if I could deliver a 50-pound bag of potatoes. She needs me to go to the store to get... You're running there anyway, no? So do me a favor. Take the potatoes, pass by, and give it to my grandmother. You're going anyway to the Verizon, right? You're passing by. Stop off and give her the potatoes, the 50-pound bag of potatoes. The guy looks and says, "My friend, I'm running. It's hard enough to get to the finish line. The way it is, you want me to schlep a 50-pound bag of potatoes with me? What are you talking about?" He says, "It's hard enough," said Rebelski, my Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha, "it's hard enough to reach the finish line of life the way it is. You want to schlep 50 pounds of grudges and anger?" It's a beautiful mashal, yeah. But we get stuck in this. We get stuck in this issue. This, clearly according to all the Mefarshim, is what brought us down to Mitzrayim in the first place. And this is clearly what will redeem us in the Geula Shleima, B'mher B'yameinu, B'karev. So what's stopping? Why can't we let go of this 50-pound bag of potatoes? This big oil. Why can't we just rid ourselves of what's pushing us down? And the answer is, this might be the hardest thing to do in life, and that is to bend. To bend. The midot of a person. And Yisrael Salanta, you'd say, it's easier to learn Shas than to complete and break one bad midah. It's easier to learn and finish the entire Shas than to break a bad midah. Achdus is not an easy thing. And anyone who tells you that it's so easy, it's not at all. This is the most difficult thing to love, which is a chiyuv d'oraisa, Rabbosai. Loisisnas achicha bilvavcha. He doesn't say that you have to love everybody except. And then the list goes on, except for this one, that one, it's everyone. How do you do it? And the teretz is, if the Torah says that you need to do it, it's muchach that you could do it. And that's why I spoke to you in the Mesil Sharm Shir also. If Hashem gives you a test, it's a simen, it's a proof that you can be oymed in the nisayon. Hashem doesn't test anyone above his capabilities. So if the Torah tells us, regardless, v'ahavta re'acha kamoicha, then it has to be that you could overcome. You could overcome all this. The question is, how? The question is, how? Rabbosai, there's a lot to discuss in answering this question. But let's look at it from the eyes of the parsha, one part of the solution. And that is, we need to figure out, why is it that we can't bend to fix? What is it that stops us from bending to fix? And the answer is, because a person with his midos finds it very difficult to bend. The Kotzke Rebbe used to say something very profound. You ask any guy in the street, "Tell me, what are you looking for?" So they'll say either happiness, and a lot will say, "You know what, I'm looking for the truth." Searching for the truth, right? The whole world is searching for the truth. Said the Kotzke Rebbe, why is that such a big search? We know where the truth is. The Pasuk says, Eretz mi Eretz titzmach. Emes mi Eretz titzmach. Emes is from the ground. Titzmach. It will grow. It will flourish. It will sprout from the ground. Chazal tell us that before Hashem created the world, Emes came to stop it. Because this world is not Emes. There's no Emes in this world. Which is true. He wasn't wrong in his assumption. And one day we'll discuss the back and forth of what Emes complained and the tzad of what Emes' taina was and what Hashem responded to him for a different shir, a different time. But the pasuk says, Emes me'eretz tismach, says Chazal, Hashem took the Emes and threw it to the ground and said, I'm creating the world. I always say, well, that's the pshat titzmach. Emes me'eretz titzmach. Titzmach means it sprouts, it grows. It's like a seed. When you put a seed into the ground, it won't grow. Trust me, I've tried it. I tried to plant hadassim and aravis. It needs a lot more than just putting it into the ground. It needs cultivation. It needs harisha. You got to work the ground. It needs water. It needs climate. And it needs protection that the bugs shouldn't eat it up and destroy whatever grows. It's a whole avodah, rabbis. It's a whole procedure on how to protect. Emes is the same thing. It needs work. It needs harisha. You want emes to sprout. It's not just you put it into the ground and it grows. And you need to protect the emes that the shrotzim. You need to protect the emes that it shouldn't get swallowed and destroyed by the winds of the world. The winds of the world. Bad winds. Ruchais rois. And shrotzim can eat up emes. Just like the shrotzim could eat up and destroy this kernel, the seed. Says the Kotzke Rebbe, what is everyone searching for? What are they searching for? Emes, it's there, right there. It's on the floor. Hashem said where it is. Emes, where it is. Hashem told me where it is. It's here. It's on the ground. It's right there. It's right in front of you. Says the Kotzke Rebbe, yes, but you need to bend down to get it. You need to bend to get it. Nobody wants to bend. You need to bend. Not easy. Emes takes, truth takes. A person needs to bend. If a person doesn't want to break his bad midah, he'll never see the emes. The trick to achdus, the secret, the magic ingredient in achdus is bending. And bending to be Maidala Emes, the truth. Very hard, because a person is full of negius. It's full. It's very difficult. I want to show you something so interesting. When Yosef finally reveals himself to his brothers, Vayoyim Yosef Alecho Vani Yosef Ha'oid Avi Chai. Is my father still alive? The Mefarshim right away ask, what do you mean, you don't know your father was alive? Ha'oid Avi Chai? The whole conversations with the brothers till here was the father of my father. So you know he was alive. Why are you asking Ha'oid Avi Chai? Famous question. There's a medrash. The Medrash says, "Oy loy liyoyim hadin, oy loy liyoyim hatoychacha." Could you imagine when Hashem will be moichiach? Hashem will take us and give us musr on our actions. We won't be able to withstand this musr because look, Yosef is giving musr to the brothers, and the pasuk says, "V'lo yachlu echov lanes oisai ki nivalu mi panav." They were dumbfounded. They couldn't respond. So Yosef's Musar, the brothers, the great tzaddikim, weren't able to swallow and withstand. They weren't able to accept. It was too difficult to hear. Could you imagine? Could you imagine Hashem giving us Mussar? This is going to be something that we will not be able to withstand. The Mefarshim ask, where was the Mussar? Where was the Mussar? What was the Mussar that Yosef was giving his brothers? Where is it? What did he say? Yosef, Yosef. That's all it says. So we're going to discuss this. So first I want to tell you that the Chafetz Chaim has a pshat. I was zoicha to hear this pshat from the Heilige Mashkiach, Reb Nosson Wachweigel, Zeichet, Tzadik, B'Kodesh, Levracha. When I came to Yeshiva in Lakewood, we had second Seder, and then there was a Musa Seder. And after second Seder, we would go and prepare ourselves for the Musa Seder and the Ma'ariv, and the Mashkiach would take the young guys who just came to Yeshiva and call them one by one into the office and give them, so to speak, divrei musar v'chizuk, teichacha, whatever it was, however you want to phrase what it was. I was called in, respectfully I came in, and the Mashgiach, Zatzal, Zeichet Tzadik, V'kodesh Levracha, asked me this question. Where's the teichacha? Where? I didn't say anything. That's how Mashgiach asked me. Those that knew the Mashgiach and his ways won't find this strange. Mashgiach fell asleep after he finished asking me this question. He fell asleep. Young Bacha, Shiva, just came to Lakewood. I didn't know what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to stay? Am I supposed to leave? So the Mashgiach's Gabbai was passing by. He said to me, stay. Don't get up. You stay, you wait. Now, 10 minutes sitting, doing nothing, is like an eternity. I felt like I was there forever. It was about 10 minutes, between 8 and 10 minutes. All of a sudden, Mashgiach, from his sleep, he got up, he started to yell, Ani Hashem! Ani Hashem! Ani Hashem! We're going to slumber in Gullis, and out of nowhere, we're going to hear the sound, Ani Hashem! And we'll realize, we lived an entire life throughout this entire world mistaken. We lived and we had a bad understanding. In English we call it a rude awakening. The world is going to have a rude awakening when Hashem says, Ani Hashem. It's possible, and I've thought about this for years, that the Mashgiach falling asleep was maybe part of the pshat. He was doing it to bring out the point. The slumber, the sleep, and all of a sudden the jumping up, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. Like when Yosef said, Ani Yosef. Chafetz Chaim says, when he said, Ani Yosef, it hit them. They were living in a mistake. They were living betot. Betoyus, they were living... Yeah, Yosef. Yeah, Yosef never. Yosef the Chalaimis. Yosef. Yosef was a Raidif. Yosef was this. Yosef was that. Yosef was a Raidif. What are you talking about? His love for his brothers. Yosef. He became the Melech Mitzrayim. And they're soon going to learn how much love Yosef had for his brothers. There's a question in the Rabbeinu Bechai if he was Meichel them, if he was not Meichel them. It's a good question. Was he ever Lamaisa Meichel them? Rabbeinu Bechai discusses it. Rabbeinu Bechai says he was never really Meichel them, Mamish Meichel them, and that's why we had Asar Rugei Malchus, and later on in generations, tragedies could be tied back to the Pirud Achim that happened. I've discussed this Rabbeinu Bechai in the past, not for this year, for today, for now. Point being, till the Mechila, everything else, Yosef was very kind to them. He supported them, and he gave them life, and they were going to learn now the real Yosef, the good brother Yosef, the tzaddik Yosef, and they're making a mistake. They lived for years, thinking that they were right. And the truth is, Ani Yosef. The most difficult thing is to recognize when you're wrong and to bend and say, I'm wrong. It's the most difficult thing in life. I can't even explain to you how much hizbatlut and how much mesiras nefesh it takes to admit one's mistake and realize that you made a mistake. According to the Chafetz Chaim that we just spoke, this was the Musar. Ani Yosef, you lived in a mistake all the years. Many Mefarshim learned that that's not necessarily where the Musar was. Where was the Musar? In the next few words. Ha'oid Avichai. The Klei Yakar speaks, why did he have to say Ha'oid Avichai? Like we said, didn't you know Ha'oid? You didn't know that the father was still alive? So the Klei Yakar says that even though Yehuda spoke day in and day out, so to speak, that the father was alive, he didn't believe him. They only said it as a story to arouse Rachmanis. They were fibbing him. They weren't telling him the truth. They were building up a case to try to make Yosef have Rachmanis. My father wasn't alive. Maybe he says Klei Yakar. And that's why he asked again, Ani Yosef. Amru Kain, Kadesh Yichmu Racham al Azakim la Yigla Misa Kinafshik Shur Benafshik. So it was just a story that they were told. And that's why he re-asked, Ha'oid Avichai. But then the Klei Yakar continues, and he says that, what did they think? They took it as a Musar. Ha'oid Avichai. He was digging at them. He was giving them teichach. Ha'oid Avichai. Says the Klei Yakar. He didn't say Ha'oid Avinu Chai. Everyone knows the song. Ha'oid Avinu Chai. He actually, Yosef's words is Ha'oid Avichai. Right? Why didn't you say Avinu? It's my father, not your father. This was the Musar, says the Klei Yakar. He's not your father. You didn't care about him. Had you cared about him, you would have never sold him. Ha'oid Avi. He's my father. He's not your father. So this is according to the Klei Yakar, the Musar. So the Nevhalu Mipanav was the Musar, according to the Medrash. I told you over in the past, a beautiful Chida. The Chida says, Ha'oid Avi Chai, I don't believe you that he's not alive. That he's alive. That's Pshat. Ha'oid, I'm in question. I'm in wonder. Why? Says the Chida, Merana Chida, Mayurdik, Mamash Mayurdik Pshat. He says they came to find Yosef. The Medrash says clearly they went into 12 different Sha'arim. They went into 10 different gates. They went searching for Yosef because they knew he was a Mitzrayim. I understand, says the Chida. You come, you're looking for Yosef. You come and you finally see the Melech Mitzrayim. He looks exactly like your father. I don't say Yosef looks exactly like Yaakov. That's what it says. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. The Medrash says they looked alike. It's a good hair. Black beard, white beard. I'm stunned by this time already with all the tzaris. Yosef probably had a white beard also. Yeah? And I'm sure because of today, I'm sure he had a beard, chassid, right? Yeah. So let's talk about... he definitely... No? Okay. So let's talk about... Why is everyone laughing? Adi had a beard, no? They say, well, how do you know that Yaakov Avinu wore a yarmulke? It says, Vayetz Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Would he go out without a yarmulke? Okay. A bird. Zalzayin a bird. A white beard, a black beard. He looks exactly like your father. What don't you understand? And you went looking for him. And I have another thing also. The Medrash, they say Medrash, he brought them to a house, to a meal. Hachin tavayach teva v'hachin, kosher meal. According to many, it's Chanukah. Oh, you see, it's Chanukah. It was a Chanukah Suda. The Mechaber, the Ramah, is there Sudas on Chanukah, not Sudas on Chanukah. Very interesting. So the tavayach teva v'hachin is a remez for Chanukah. Yeah? We just had Chanukah. We just finished Chanukah. And it's Merumah in a Suda. let's worry about that a different time, right? Yesu, the Nitzu, the Mechaber, Ramah. All right. I'll call Pa. You hear the horror. By the of Suda, Suda, Chanukah. I thought Chanukah and Suda go together. Okay, I'll call Panim. You hear? What, are you, what don't you know? What's it? Tell me, they never saw Ephraim and Menashe. He was a Melitz. He was between them. What do you think he looked like already, Ephraim? Ephraim was a Shiva Bach. What did Ephraim look like? Ephraim sat in Teirum. Good, I don't know if he wore a black hat. Maybe he wore a black, what do you call it, a turban. I don't know, whatever they wore in Mitzrayim. I don't know. Chveis nisht. Oh, they missed him. He had a bad mitpeis and geretten lelm, and he was a tzaddik. What are you talking about? I have another question for you. You know, there's certain things when you learn them pshutei, you mishtaim him. Hey, wait a second. He was the Melitz. Why was he the Melitz? Because they spoke Lashon Kodesh, and officially Yosef doesn't speak. Why would these two kids of Yosef, I mean, why would they speak Lashon Kodesh? Could you try, honestly, even the biggest, so it's not Shulikin, Slicha, even the biggest fool would figure this out. Honestly, he looks just like Yosef. His kids are B'nai Taira. Ephraim is a B'nai Taira. Yeah? They speaking Lashon Kodesh. And you know that Mitzrayim, they don't speak Lashon Kodesh. That's the whole thing, right? So why is it that the son of the Melech, unless you didn't know it was the son of the Melech, I don't know, something's missing here in the story. You're talking about Chachamim, Matsumim, Ga'inim, Matsumim, the others. How can they not figure this one out? Imagine you come into a guy's store, right? Good. He's dressed like a Chveizvas. But his kids are standing there talking Yiddish. You don't think maybe something's Yiddish. Don't Yiddish. Huh? No? How come you're not smiling? So I'm married to Ga'ara. Hamelis Beinaisim. I don't understand. Ephraim was the male. How did he know Lashon Kodesh? And they still can't figure it out. What's the pshat? Ani Yosef. When you don't want to see something, you'll never see it. That's the whole point. So Rabbi Isai says the Chidah. This is what he was asking them. You hear? Ha'oid Avichai? Is my father really still alive the way you say? Had he been alive, you would never question that I was Yosef. You would never have such a question. Because if my father was alive and you saw him yesterday, you would figure out that I look exactly like, and I'm the son. And the Torah says he really died many, many years ago. He had heartache and he died of... And there's no pictures in those days. That's what the Chidah says. But mainly, you forgot what he looks like. You forgot. You're missing the picture of what it looks like, yeah? Yeah? Afshekem and Tzuleg and Abyssal Mer Sharf. Yosef didn't do the Aveira because the Demus Aviv came to him. Maybe that's what the Musar. How could you forget the Demus Avicha? According to the Chidah, what was the Taina? The Taina was, you must be lying, because if it was true, you saw the picture, you saw the father recently, so you know what he looks like, so you should have known it's me. Maybe he's giving him even a Tifra Musa. Vifa Gesman the Tata. How do you forget? You should live with the picture of your father. Just like by me, I lived all the time with the picture of my father. So let's say the father's not here. If I guess him, the panim, the tzura. It's a beautiful pshat. You hear, Oid Avichai, by you is he still alive. That's the pshat. Not Oid Avichai, literally. By tzadikim, lep, nishkelep, staff lebin. Atata, a rebbe. Has to be alive, even years after he's not here anymore. Even after he's not here. So what's the pshat? We don't have a picture. So forget. Now they all asked the Kasha, what's so special that Yosef was Oymed bin Isayin? His father came to him. Every time you want to do an Aveir, if your father would come to you, what's the grace of Chachma, the big Nisayin in it? It's such a big Nisayin. Every guy could say that. If my father would come to me while I was doing that, of course I would never do it. So imagine... Imagine Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish taps you on the shoulder. Okay, I'm not paying attention. I'm going to go do the Aveira. Of course, if us, your father comes to you. So what's the big Oymed Ben Isayin? What's the Teretz Rabbi say? The trick is to bring your father's tzur in front of you. It's not. It wasn't sent Yaakov Vino. It says near Saloy. He saw it. He saw it near Saloy. He was able to vision his father because the father lived. Ha'oyra v'chai. Why by you brothers don't you live with the tata? I don't understand. What happened? How could you see me and not right away? Oh, this is the tata. Person needs to in ruchnius, yeah? In ruchnius, to keep the picture alive, so to speak, of tzaddikim and gedolim. But I'll upon him, that's the oira vichai efshe the mus. But I want to tell you, Rabbi Isai, one more piece, yeah? There's a myrdik at askenim, half full of a fella. Most Rishonim and most Mefarshim learn Kinevalu Mipanav based on the Medrash. It was the Musar that caused them Nevalu Mipanav. The Daskenim doesn't learn like that. The Daskenim says, what's the Kinevalu Mipanav? Pirish HaRav Yosef Kara. Maminim Einam Aminim. V'lo Yachul Anis Maminim. Sharei Yizke Shishma Yosef Einam Aminim Mishavar. L'Evin Nimke Yosef Bekevel Aniragav Ashram Moshe. Says the Daskenim, they couldn't say anything because they still didn't believe it. It's a half full of fella. You learn. They were dumbstruck and they were a little speechless. Says the Daskenim, that's not what it was. They still didn't believe it. How could you not believe it? Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef. Yeah. Maminim ve'ena maminim. A person could see what's right in front of him and still not see the emes because it takes gvura to be able to see the truth and to bend to the truth. And I want to just, I see it's almost mincha time. I have a tremendous chisarin. Forgive me, you have to be moichin, have to be. I can't stop. When I teach, and I teach Torah with all my heart, I love so much the Talmidim that I... So give me one more minute, Rabbi Yisrael, okay? You want to know what the solution to the problem of how to bend? So let me tell you. I always tell you, Emes and Emunah go together very much. Emes v'Emunah. Emes v'emuna. Even the word amen, the Rishayim say means emuna. Emes v'emuna. If someone, he slated you, if someone did something to you, emuna is to understand that the Rabbeinu Shlalom wanted it that way. That the Rabbeinu Shlalom wanted it. Nothing happens for no reason. He's a shliach. He was a messenger. It takes, listen, I'm not telling you, it's not easy. And that's what I was telling you, emunah is hard. And emes is hard. It's not an easy thing. But this is the key to overcoming all the hurt and grudges and anger in a relationship, family, friends, chugim and klal yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shloilam is behind it. And that's what I think, Rabbi Yisai, is what Yosef is saying here also. Ayayim Yosef Alechav, G'shuna Elai, come to me. Remember, Darachayim, right? G'shuna, Ayigash Elov, come to me. Ayayim Ani Yosef, Achichem. Hashem Echart Moisi Mitzrayim, Va'ata Al Te'otz, Va'yichar Beinechem, Ki Mechart, it's not me, you, it's Hashem. How was Yosef able to overcome all the hurt, all the snagdut that he felt from his brothers? And the answer is, because he lived with this. Ki lemichya shlachani Elohim. It's the Eibishter. It's the Eibishter. It's the Eibishter. Rabbeinu Shloim. He didn't do anything. You didn't do anything to me. It's the Rabbeinu Shloim. Mitz Hashem, we will talk more and more about this topic because this is Yisoid of Chaim and Yisoid of Yadus, and this is Yisoid that will people look for a skula to bring. This is it, Rabbi Yisai. V'hoyu lachodim be'inecho, v'hoyu lachodim b'yodecho, v'hoyu lachodim b'yodecho, v'hoyu lachodim b'yodecho. The Avodah is strong. It's tough. This will bring the Geula b'meher b'yameinu amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.